Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents EQ Applied, The Real-World Guide to Emotional Intelligence by Justin Bariso. Narrated by B.J. Harrison. Introduction. In 1995, psychologist and science journalist Daniel Goleman published a book introducing most of the world to the nascent concept of emotional intelligence. The idea that our ability to understand and manage emotions greatly increases our chances of success quickly took off, and it went on to greatly influence the way people think about emotions and human behavior. In the 20-plus years since Goleman's book burst onto the scene, the world has changed dramatically, and the need for emotional intelligence has only intensified. Consider that a fractured political climate is now the norm, with candidates using emotions like fear and anger as weapons of mass persuasion. Passionate followers, quick to judge the other as stupid or incorrigible, pursue heated discourse and hurl ad hominem attacks, making calm and rational discussion all but impossible. War, globalization, and increasing urbanization continue to push people of different races, cultures, and backgrounds into closer proximity. Rich and poor become neighbors in overpopulated cities. In some countries, refugee camps have sprung up in firmly established neighborhoods. But unfamiliarity breeds fear, and these differences fuel suspicion and worry. The internet has put an immense amount of information at our fingertips. But as news travels at lightning speed, it's more difficult than ever to tell fact from fiction. The result? An era of post-truth, where appeals to emotion and personal belief have become more influential than objective facts. The proliferation of smartphones and mobile devices has replaced brief moments of observation and self-reflection with constant reading and responding to messages, checking of social media feeds, or simply browsing the internet. Actions spurred on by feelings of anxiety, boredom, and fear of missing out. The ability to communicate with practically anyone at any time inspires us to overshare in an emotional moment, revealing sensitive information we later regret. As this Pavlovian addiction to our devices destroys our self-control, it simultaneously diminishes our ability to think for ourselves. The websites we frequent play a major role in shaping our emotions. The stories we read, the news we consume, the videos we watch all shape our moods and thoughts, slowly molding our opinions and ideologies without us even realizing it. Consider also that as the world has evolved, so has our understanding of emotional intelligence. When the term was first proposed, many considered emotional intelligence inherently virtuous. Proponents touted it as the end-all solution to various problems, from bullying at school to weak employee engagement. But it's become evident that, like traditional intelligence, this tool can be used for both ethical and unethical purposes. For example, researchers have demonstrated how some people with high emotional intelligence use their skills to selfishly influence or manipulate others. But building your own emotional intelligence can help you identify and combat these attempts. By increasing your knowledge about emotions and how they work, you'll be able to better understand yourself and the reasons behind the decisions you make. This will enable you to devise strategies that will proactively shape your emotional reactions, to avoid saying and doing things you will later regret, and to motivate yourself to act when necessary. Eventually, you'll learn to use emotions to help others.